Chapter 3. The Mind. 33. This mind, so elusive and unreliable, is difficult to watch over and difficult to pacify. Just as an arrow maker straightens his arrow, so the discerning person straightens his mind. 34. Like a fish thrown onto dry land, so the mind flutters in agitation on leaving the arena of Mara. Note. The mind gradually takes on a limited form through how it perceives options, makes choices, and sustains habits and tendencies. These limiting patterns come to be experienced as our identity, and so, although they generate much sorrow, because they feel like me, it is difficult to part from them. We are so used to swimming in Mara's small pond that when we step out of it in order to fulfil our aspiration for awakening, we find that we are agitated and restless, like a fish out of water. This is the new level of disturbance that meditators encounter when they make progress. 35. The mind is difficult to restrain as it chases everywhere, seeking what it likes. It is good to control the mind. A controlled mind leads to happiness. 36. The mind is extremely subtle and difficult to perceive as it chases everywhere, seeking what it likes. The discerning person watches over it. A mind that is watched over leads to happiness. 37. The formless mind remains hidden as it wanders alone, travelling far. Those who restrain it are freed from the fetters of Mara. 38. If the mind is unstable, without knowledge of the holy Dharma, and wavering in faith, then clear knowing will not be fully achieved. 39. One whose mind is invulnerable and unwavering, who has fully discarded merit and demerit, is awakened and free of fear. Note. The invulnerable mind is neither flooded by experiences, nor does it leak out into events. Balanced, stable and uninvolved, all that occurs is met with equanimity. When this equanimity is profound, then even a virtuous meditator is no longer privileging merit and avoiding demerit. Seeing that the mind itself is free and uncompounded, and therefore not improved by what is conventionally taken to be good, and not undermined by what is conventionally taken to be bad, all polarities can be let go of. 40. Being aware that this body is like a clay pot, and making the mind as secure as a walled city with the weapon of clear knowing, one should triumph over Mara and keep watch over that rival without relaxing. Note. The health of the mind and its ethical integrity is often sacrificed for the sake of the body. Yet this body, so pampered and cherished, is heading for destruction since it is vulnerable and breakable like a clay pot. Old age, sickness, accidents and finally death hover around the body like flies around a corpse. Therefore, it is better to focus one's attention, care and concern on the balanced stability and clarity of the mind. 41. How sad! Before long, this body will separate from consciousness and be discarded in the cemetery to lie upon the earth like a useless lump. 42. Whatever a rival may do to a rival, or an enemy to an enemy, even more harm will arise from a mind directed towards the wrong way. 43. Neither mother nor father, nor any other relative, can bring as much good as a well-directed mind.